Welcome to Narratives. Tommy Wallach takes us to the movie theatre and gives us the step-by-step account of how to make out with a girl for the first time.
You sit in the back row. The nearest other people are two rows away, an elderly couple who will spend the entire movie slowly unwrapping hard candies. You have a large bag of popcorn so drenched in butter it smells a little like paint thinner. You have big, waxy red cups full of rum and Coke. Your arm rests at your side, not daring to step up to the actual armrest, which is a fraught location not unlike the no man's land that existed between the trenches during World War I. This is the first time you've ever been alone in a movie theater with a girl, a critical adolescent milestone you are well aware, and you're terrified of screwing it up. When you reach for a particularly juicy kernel of popcorn and find a couple of greasy fingers waiting for you, you pull away so fast she asks if you're okay. But eventually, you let your elbow creep onto the back portion of the armrest, where it meets another elbow. You wonder if she knows that she is touching your elbow, because it might be that she just hasn't noticed yet, and the film has started now, and it's sort of funny, so it's always possible that she's just not focused on her elbow at the moment. Because how often are we ever really focused on the sensations in our elbows? So you move your arm just a little bit. "I'm here," your elbow announces. But she doesn't move, which means she must know that your elbow is there, and more importantly, that it is touching her elbow. Of course, you aren't sure if elbow contact really has any meaning, romantically speaking. Elbow contact could be a form of friend contact, like the way athletes are always smacking each other's asses, or the way the drama kids at school are always giving each other back massages on the steps in front of the theater. But fortune favors the bold and all that, so after 20 minutes or so, you put your whole arm up on the plush pillow of the armrest and let it lie against her arm. There's no denying this, then. It's skin against skin. Only a moment later, she moves her arm off the armrest, and the whole world begins to collapse like an imploded building, except then she picks up the tub of popcorn and puts it on the floor, raises the armrest, and nestles herself into your side. There's no hesitation or doubt in her movements, and you wonder how it is she manages to do everything this way, with such extreme confidence. She stays there for the rest of the movie, so close that you're afraid you'll dislodge her if you breathe too heavily. Then, as the credits begin to roll, she tilts her head toward you, and you feel her hot breath on your neck, and you think how strange it is that the body runs at 98.6 degrees, day and night, summer and winter, hotter than the city of San Francisco ever gets, the kind of heat that makes people want to take off their clothes and jump in the ocean. "Take me to a party," she whispers. You don't want to move to get your journal, so you can only stare at her, waiting for elaboration. For the first time, you notice that she smells a little like almonds. "It's Friday. Halloween even. My phone hasn't rung yet. I want a big party. Can you find me one?" You nod, because how could you say no to her now? She nestles back into your shoulder. Marvelous. And that's what you do at a movie theater.
You've been listening to Tommy Wallach reading from his book, Thanks for the Trouble. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Campus Bay FM 99.9.